Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Hello, and welcome to another Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Hello.
Holly, how are you doing?
Quite well, thank you.
Wonderful.
Just hanging out. I thought for a second I might continue that British accent for a while, but I won't.
Then you get stuck, and then you have to continue doing it.
And I was like, I'll do it the whole time. I'll do it. Don't tempt me.
No,
so I'm fine. I'm good. It's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Whenever someone says I'm fine, it usually means they're not fine.
I know, but I actually am. I'm pretty decent. I do have one tidbit, but I'm like afraid to say it.
Oh.
Which is why I should feel like I should probably say it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm reading this book.
Oh, dear. Probably need to get the yoga sound effect.
Oh, really? Okay.
Is it?
No.
Hold on.
No, it's not the yoga sound effect.
Oh.
No.
Oh, is it a...
Get the X-Files theme.
Oh.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. Okay. We're talking about aliens here now?
You're reading an alien book?
Just wait a minute.
Okay.
Just let me get the actual title.
Okay.
I'm just hold on judgment for a minute, okay?
For a second.
I'm not saying anything about anything. I'm just reading a book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Book is called Escaping Eden. Oh, no, I lost it.
Oh.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to go back to the thing.
Nice
Escaping
nails, Holly.
Eden. Oh, hey, thanks. Escaping Eden. Why can't it's so small?
What is going on?
What is this?
Hold on. While you're looking at that, if you want to see the Miguel and Holly Uncensored, our podcast, you can hit up the Miguel and Holly YouTube channel.
Ah, I got it.
You can see Holly's nails.
Oh, they're just painted, by the way. I usually just do press-ons lately. Mm. It's called Escaping from Eden. Does Genesis teach that the human race was created by God or engineered by ETs?
Okay.
All right, so let's take a second and unpack this.
I just said, like, I don't even want
to. No, there's no judgment. Well, I just want to understand.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out if, was it man or the earth or what was it?
It's either God or extraterrestrials.
That did what?
That is Genesis. The first book of the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Does it tell us that God engineered humans?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it aliens?
Hmm. Okay. So, Holly, in this book,
yeah.
What have you discovered so far? How far in are you?
I'm like a third of the way through.
Uh-huh. And what have you gleaned from this alien/God book?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to upset anybody.
No.
So I'm just curious. I saw a TikTok of this girl who was like, but aliens are in the Bible. For some reason, I'm like on, like, you know how you're on different TikToks?
Mm-hmm.
I also happen to be on like some weird offshoot of like religious TikToks where
this
girl ended up being like, I always thought that aliens were part of the Bible. And now this book really was like a crazy, like you have to read this book. And I was like, I'll bite.
Mm.
Right. So I read the, like, you know what, and on Amazon, or not on Amazon, but like even if you Google a book, mm-hmm. you can start reading like the first chapter of the book.
Right.
So I did not want to invest money into this utter nonsense. So I started reading the little preview on Google, and from the preview I was like, ah, shit, I'm hooked.
Oh, gosh. Oh, here we go. So
I spent $8 to get it on my Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get into all of it because it sounds really insane.
I mean, Holly, you can't just leave us hanging like that.
Well, I'm telling you, the TikTok did. So, like, if you want to read it, the book's there for you.
What's the premise? What was the TikTok?
Oh, well, okay. So, the main thing, the TikTok was just, like, are there aliens? And I, as a good, like, you know, conspiracy person, I was like, that sounds interesting. I'll bite. But the reason why it was interesting, so I was like, that's not possible. Like, that's, why would that even be something that people think? Mm. Like, at first it was, like, that's how it was for me. I was just like, that's banana sandwich. Like, no, we're not doing this. Mm-hmm. So that's why I actually looked it up, because I like to look at things that I don't off the bat agree with.
Yeah. Right.
Because I either want to disprove it in my head or give it some legs in my head so that I can make my own decision. And maybe that's just how I go about research. Like, I read something online that gives me pause and I'm like, is that real?
Mm.
Which, by the way, actually, that's a quality that I wish more people had.
Right.
You read something either inflammatory or crazy or something that makes you angry. You read it, or even something that you like a lot, but maybe it's like slamming some other thing. If you see a meme on Facebook, do some research on
right.
it. And when I say that, because like the last podcast we talked about, sometimes it's difficult for people to know how to do the research.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do a Google search. I go to several different vetted sources. And so I did this Google search. And since in the TikTok, the girl was pointing to this one particular book, I was like, all right, this seems like too crazy. So let me just, since they had the passage. So it all boils down to what this guy that wrote the book has boiled it down to. Is there's like a couple different interchangeable words that the book of Genesis uses for the term God.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh, Elohim. And so in Genesis, like if you were to ask any Christian or actually a Jewish person, you're like, okay, well, what does that mean? And they're going to tell you that those words are interchangeable. It's God, Yahweh, Elohim. It all means the same thing, the one source that is God.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm following you. I got it. And then this guy was like, but have you ever noticed it doesn't always make a lot of sense, like when God is having a conversation with himself? Like there's instances where the word Elohim particularly sounds like a plural noun instead of a singular. And he's like, and I've asked, oh gosh, my ex is calling me. I have to call him back.
Oh.
So it's like you think about it as like a singular, and obviously that would mean singular if you interchange it with God or Yahweh. But he's like, but there's a lot of instances where this one word, Elohim, is used and it sounds like it's plural. So this whole thing, it hinges on the word Elohim. And he goes through like the linguistics of like Aramaic and like Sumerian and all this stuff that might be boring for somebody, but it's like actually weirdly interesting for me. And so he's starting to build his case on the fact that there's like a lot of anomalies in Genesis where it doesn't make a lot of sense when they use the word Elohim to make it mean God, because in one part it's like God and Elohim and they're like talking to each other and he's like, what does that mean? And then everybody's like, oh, just get that's just, it's, don't worry about that part. Skip to the good part. Like a lot of people just kind of ignore those anomalies because they're like, it was written a long time ago. We're not going to worry about it. But he's like, well, I'm worried about it. This guy's like a pastor or was a pastor. He's like, I wanted to do more research on why it sounded plural. And then, like, long story that is now even longer, short. He went ahead and was like, I'm going to treat it like it's a plural. And if you treat it like it's a plural, now you're dealing with the Elohim, which is like sky people or powerful ones, and also God. And they're having a battle against each other. Then it explains why, how, where it's coming from. And like I said, I'm only a third of the way in.
Oh.
So that's my light reading that I'm doing.
So are you beginning the thoughts of thinking that it was aliens that
I can't say yet. Because I can't say yet because I'm only a third of the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Will I say that he's presented some good arguments? Yes. Will I say that, you know, if you grow up in the Christian religion, like you're taught that you can't even question it like this? Yes. Which then makes my slightly rebellious side want to be like, well, why? I want to do it. Now you told me not to do it. Now I want to do it.
Mm.
So I don't know. It's like a the entire thing is like a moral, ethical, dogmatic struggle, but I just find it fascinating that anyone's even talking about it. So I guess that's what fascinates me more.
I always remember thinking growing up that it was frustrating that you could not even question the existence of God. And I was always like, but I have questions. Like, it doesn't compute. Why can't we ask these questions? And then it's, well, we're supposed to believe on faith. And so it just brings in, like, so many different questions about it.
That you can't get answers to.
Right. Which I was just like, well,
and
I'm
like,
done.
I mean, technically, yes, you can, like, if I were to go ask questions to, like, my local priest or whatever, I'm sure we could have a sit down. And now as an adult, like, as a kid, I couldn't ask these questions.
Right.
But as an adult, I probably could. But I'm going to get the church answer.
Right.
Because they're all just, they're members of the hierarchy, right? So that's a little frustrating. So then you have to kind of go outside to get some other, even like, other answers that may not be, you know, in line with what the church says. But then it's like, I'm not allowed to do that. I just have to put those questions aside. And I'm like, as a logical, curious person, I've always had these questions. And like, one of the ones that's addressed partway through, and this is very brief, I think they only spent like a sentence or two on it, but something that I've literally struggled with for almost all of my life. And I think I've joked about it on the air before. I'm like, you know, oh, well, when we're asking about God, is it like the Old Testament, like, you know, fire and brimstone God? Are we talking about the New Testament, you know, Father of Jesus God? Because those are two very different gods. And I think anybody that has had any time, spent any time reading the Bible can see that.
Right.
If you read the Old Testament, God don't play.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna send a flood and fuck you up
mm-hmm.
if you do some shit. New Testament God is very much like a loving, all-encompassing. It's two different entities.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't question that.
Right.
But like, I've always had that question in the back of my mind where it's like,
how?
Oh, at some point God must have had a change of heart. What? This being is all-knowing and omniscient and omnipresent. He had a change of heart? How do you just change it?
Right. Who convinced him? Was there a talk show host that was like, here, let me present some new points to you?
I don't know. But again, like you would, I just have so many questions. And that's one of the things that this book is addressing. But like, I haven't gotten to that part yet. But it's like, where did that split come from? And I'm not saying that God doesn't exist because I haven't gotten to the good part yet.
Mm.
But it's like, those stories of Genesis, and that the whole book obviously is about Genesis, the first book of the Old Testament, where they talk about like those stories that we're all familiar with, Noah and the Ark and the Great Flood and, you know, the Tower of Babylon, and they tried to get to God, but then they got different languages so that that couldn't happen. And the other interesting point is that those stories have shown up in other cultures that predate Christianity.
Mm.
And so it's very interesting. It's interesting to me reading. And I'm not saying, like, this is the problem. I'm scared to talk about the fact that I'm even reading it.
Mm. I know that I just recently saw a TikTok or someone's Insta story where it was like what they showed in a science class about how big our universe is. Like, it's a video where it shows the size of Earth and the moon.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw something like that.
Yeah, and it pulls out and it pulls out and it goes to the universe. It's like, whoa.
It's like too much for our brains to compute.
It is. But then to me, it just goes to show that our universe is so big, we are not the only ones here.
There's no way.
And over the course of the past year or two, we've seen reports of, well, the government knows the existence of UFOs, and it's sort of like been trickling out a little bit here and there.
Well, they put the reports out, interestingly, in the middle of a damn pandemic. So everybody was like, ain't got time for aliens right now. I'm trying not to die.
Right.
They're like, this is a great time. Let's just sneak this out. So,
Scott, what do you think? Why do you look nervous?
No, not nervous at all. Well, certain things I don't spend much time thinking because it hurts my brain. But, like, I definitely have, like, in my head, like, no doubt there's something else out here. Like, when I think of space, and I try to get in conversation with my brother because my brother is ridiculously smart and, like, reads a ton about these kind of things. And, like, when I have conversations about him and, like, things about space, it blows my mind of just trying to conceptualize, like, how grand space is and then the concept of time and why space is never end and, like, all these things.
Yeah, it's so much.
In my head, I'm like, there's no doubt. We are, that would be selfish to think that we're the only ones in this entire universe that just, okay, that's it, just humans. No. I have no doubt in my mind that there's something else out there. Will we ever experience it? I don't know. I think it would actually be kind of interesting, too. I think it would bring literally a whole new world into our world if there was something else that we could interact with. I don't know what that would look like. I don't know if it would be violent. It might not be. They could be huge. They could be little. I don't know. But I think there's something else out there, for sure.
I mean, even when you think about construction in Tampa, in St. Pete, and I think about, you know, we are doing a lot of construction on our bridges or, you know, doing overpasses to try to, like, relieve congestion. And you have these big towering structures that, you know, they start building on the opposite ends of, like, a long way, and then they connect.
Mm.
And to me, I'm always like, obviously that is science, and those are numbers, and there is an equation that they
use, physics
that make that happen.
Yeah.
But, like, who thought of that? Like, where was the inspiration from? Like, I am just a normal mortal, you know, I don't have, my brain doesn't specialize in those numbers. I can't look at it that way. And so I always wonder, like, how did we, like, the evolution of people, of our society, and how we went from, you know, when we think of the past, we think in, like, black and white. Yeah. Like, when you think of, like, the Civil War, you don't think of, like, it in colors. You think of it in the pictures you've seen where it's, like, black and white. But, like, it was color. It was, like, their reality at that time.
Yeah.
But, like, we go from that to now where I can tell my phone to call or text Holly, who's down the street through, like, invisible wires.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's how we've progressed.
Yeah.
And so to think that, like, there could be this alien society that was way before we even created these stories about Christianity or they started to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's true. I'm not afraid to say that like I used to be, because I just feel like our generation, we question more. And I feel like that's also because we have more time and we think more deeply about things because we have the time to do so.
We have the time, but we also have the capability.
Right.
Like, even think about, like, I think about when I was young, you had to go to the damn library and, like, pull out some encyclopedias, and that's all you got.
Right.
There was no extra, like, unless you wanted to go take a trip to another town to see if they had a different book.
Mm-hmm.
But now information is just in your fingers.
It's so, everywhere.
So there's more capability of being actually able to ask questions and get answers, I guess.
They're among us.
It's just, like, y'all, I feel bad, and I shouldn't. I struggle with this, like, where I'm like, I don't want people to think this thing about me or this way about me or this or whatever. Mm. But then I'm also, like, far enough along in therapy to realize that I'm going to do what makes me tick, what sort of, like, lights my spark up.
Right.
So that's why, like, I do it. I just don't always broadcast that I'm doing it because especially nowadays, like, it's very scary out there. And maybe if I didn't have this job, I wouldn't be so scared.
Right. Yeah, probably not.
I think that I would be more willing to be just, like, give less Fs. But because we have the job that we do have where we're so held accountable by the general public, that's probably the bigger worry for me.
And I get that. And I think that there is a definite line that we should not cross. Like, I think I literally twice or three times a week, I think about that one podcast. I think it was maybe right after the election or during the after the insurrection at the Capitol, when I said that if you voted for Donald Trump, you were stupid. Like, I regret saying that, but I won't ever go back and delete that podcast because at the moment, that's where my emotions were, and that's how sometimes people on the other side feel like. And I understand that it's not the case, and I don't feel that way. That was just me in that moment being very caught up in my emotions and my frustrations. And so I feel like we have got to get to a place to where you should be able to say that and not be fearful of retribution. You should be able to question. You should be able to say, hey.
As you should.
I'm curious. Like, I just want to know, like, is this a possibility? And then maybe you arrive at the conclusion that, like, you think that, yes, aliens are there. Or maybe you're like, I still believe in my God, that I believe in faith in my Catholic religion. But you should be able to explore that, because then it's going to strengthen your ties to whatever it is that you believe. But if we have to walk around in secret.
Right.
And then on top of that, wherever you land on, whatever conclusion you land on, then you don't criticize other people for those beliefs. And you don't try to make them feel stupid for it.
Right.
Because I have certain people in my life that are atheists, and they don't believe in religion, they don't believe in God, and whenever we talk about it, I get mad because they try to make it sound like if you believe in God, you're stupid. And I'm like, well, you're sort of, to me in that moment, like the very fundamental crazy Christians that come out to like the Pride Parade, or they're in Ybor on the weekends with the like God hates fag signs and the, you know, you're all going to hell.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is that supposed to help me?
How is it different from what they're doing?
Right. I'm like, you're just shutting me down instead of being like, well, God loves you. And if you want to know more about his word, come talk to us. I'm like, you're making people think that, you know, you're shutting people down.
It's shutting down.
Right.
And that's the same. It's the same coin, two sides.
Right. And if we could just have respect for each other
and
just say,
hey,
I respect what you believe. I respect what, you know, I hope you respect what I believe. And until either God comes down and is like, hey, it's me.
Hey,
it's,
what
I'm
up?
Oprah. Or if the aliens come down and they're like, sup, bitch.
Hey,
like,
it's us.
All we can do
what
is
if
just,
they all come down together?
Right.
I'm just.
Girl, I mean, listen, we have a very big
aliens.
Universe. There's so much.
I feel like just, that guy on the History Channel.
Seriously. it's insane to think about. And I would just want for God or the aliens to take me back in time. Like, I'm sure they can flip a switch, and I just want to go back in time for a little bit and just feel what it was like. Like, I think a lot about that.
About what? Back in what time?
Anytime. Like, and this all really started watching Outlander, just the whole concept, because they took it seriously, and it wasn't like a, here's a crazy, like, back in the future
not like
movie.
We're not in a DeLorean.
Right, like, they take it very seriously. Like, here's this woman from the 30s back in the 1700s, and here's what it felt like, what it smelled like, what it looked like. And to me, ever since then, I've just been so fascinated by that, and it's opened up, like, I've always loved history, but it's opened up this whole space in my head that I didn't know existed of things that I'm interested in. That's why I love watching like history documentaries now, or like reading more about it, because I'm just so fascinated about, like, 100 years ago on February 24th, what were people doing that were right here in this space where we are?
I know.
Like, this building didn't exist.
No.
No.
Like, none of this stuff existed right now. But, like, somebody was here because we're close to the water in St. Petersburg, Florida. What were they doing 100 years ago at this time?
And, like, to take it one step further, and especially as I'm reading this book, like, they talk about these cuneiform tablets that were found long a while back, you know, from like ancient Mesopotamia and Sumeria and all this stuff. And we're talking like 30,000 years ago. People were living and documenting their lives, and it was not like it is now. It was boring stuff. It was like transactions and dates of kings and like just numbers.
Right.
Yeah.
But like humans existed.
Yeah.
And like empires came and went, and like people lived their day-to-day life, and like everything now to us feels like so immediate. Like, if one person says the wrong thing, you are get like, this is all that matters. And I'm like, we've been dealing with this for like thousands and thousands of years, and we don't ever think about that.
Like, we are a dot.
Yeah,
we are a dot in time.
It's sometimes it's too much for your brain to really handle, so you just kind of shut it down and think about something else. But
I
so that's how I'm doing. I wanted to talk about that, but I didn't know it was going to come out in the podcast. But anyway, there it is.
No, I love it. That makes me think about my conversations that I have with the medium I've sort of been chatting with. And we've become friends. And, like, we have lunch where we just talk about just life stuff, not just, you know, what she's feeling and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I think one day I'd love to have her on the show to talk about, like, her concept of what her gift is and, like, what she envisions. Because to me, I just find it so interesting because it's almost like this gateway into the bigger picture of what our daily lives and comings and goings are, if that makes sense.
Yes, because I would guess if you are a medium with a true gift that you don't see the world the way that we do.
Right. Right.
I mean, I even just think about, and like for anybody that's like having a hard time grasping that because maybe it seems too woo-woo, did you watch the movie Soul?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cute, you know, Disney Pixar film. I mean, kids can watch it. Kids don't get it. They think, oh, cute, a talking cat. That's about it.
Right.
But it presents those bigger pictures of like the before mm-hmm. or the after or whatever. And so even Disney Pixar is tackling this stuff. Like it's, and they're making it easily digestible so that you can maybe stretch your mind in another direction real quick. And then before you go back to your desk job or something.
Right.
So yes, I'm interested to see like what the lens is.
It is, because I mean, some of the conversations her and I have had about past lives and about death, and it's like there are some things that I wouldn't probably talk about on the podcast or the show, personal things that I've never mentioned in the public sphere. Mm. And that's what she always says. She's like, I don't want to listen to your show because I feel like it's cheating, and I don't want to like get something from what you said on the air and be like, oh, here's a reading. And but there's a lot of things from my past that she said that it's nowhere. It's not on any social media. It's not on any broadcast I've put out into the public sphere over the past, you know, 15 years of my career, which I find it's just super fascinating. So maybe one day we'll have to have her on the show.
The show or the podcast?
On the podcast.
I would rather the podcast.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We
so
could
we
spend
can,
some time.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Scott,
that'd be cool.
How do you feel about all this?
I'm fine with it.
You're being very quiet.
No, I'm just listening. I'm listening. It's just, again, like these concepts and stuff, like I don't spend, again, a lot of time thinking about it because I also agree, like I'd like how everyone could just have their own mind and nothing has to be definite. Like that's how I go about my life with like religion or like mediums and all mm-hmm. that, where I'm like, yeah, like who's to say that there's not another route? Who's to say that there's not another vision? And I used to be someone that was very closed off to it, especially because like I remember talking about mediums and be like, uh-uh. There's no way. But then as I've gotten older, I'm like, who's to say that there's not? I think we doubt our abilities, I think, as like just a human species to say that like, oh, no, those things can't happen. It's like, I don't know if they can or can't, but I'm not going to count it completely out because like, you know, I've said it multiple times. Like my aunt is a medium. Does that work in that world? And at first I was like, this is nuts. No way. She would say things that would sound just a little crazy. And then as the longer it's gone on and the more things I've heard, I've been like, oh, wow. Mm. That's interesting. How'd you know that? Wait, you said that? And it's just the more it goes on, the more I open my mind, the easier it is for these things to actually, you know, make a little bit of sense. But also, I don't want to be someone that shuts it out, especially like the whole religion conversation, because I grew up in a very, you know, just an interesting religious world of like I grew up Jewish, raised Jewish, got bar mitzvahed, also have a half Christian family. Like, so I've got to see a couple different sides, but I'm also like, who's to say that one has to be right over the other? And who's to say, like, you can't blend? Because that's what I do. I'm like, okay, what kind of fits my life and what makes me feel comfortable going day to day? That's how I go about it. It's like, it doesn't have to match up with yours. Like, it probably doesn't, but it makes me feel comfortable, and that's what I believe, so I'm going to keep it to that. And I also just don't have a lot of conversations about it because people get very defensive. They're like, if it's not my way, you're wrong. And I'm like, you don't know that. There's no definite. You don't know. We've only been on this earth at most, like, somebody maybe 120 years.
But see, religions will tell you that, though. That's why people are that way.
I know, right.
And
that's the thing.
And I get it from that point of view, too. Like, I get it because I've seen it. And it's like, that's going back to the very first, you know, part of the podcast where we said, you know, you're not really allowed to ask questions because asking the question is a sign of
betrayal.
Yeah. I was going to say disrespect, but it's deeper than that. It's, it's betrayal.
Yeah.
And it's so rigid and so strict that it's like you have the lock on, do you want, and then the lock comes down to how do you want to spend eternity?
Right.
And that's what it's about. So I get it from that perspective where it's like, you want, it's people wanting to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And by that stretch is how the absolutism
right.
comes from.
No, it's true. I mean, and I think about that every weekend. I go to Medi Weight Loss where I do my weight loss stuff. And I go there on Saturdays to get these like vitamin injections. And every Saturday morning when I go there, I drive by a women's clinic where you can have an abortion. And I see these people out there with picket signs every single Saturday morning I've gone since September. And it just makes me really sad because I always think, why can't they put those efforts into like going to the Boys and Girls Club and helping out the kids that are there? Like, these are women that are probably in very difficult, rough situations and heart-wrenching situations that they're having to make some really personal, unfortunate decisions. And like, that's not helping. Like, going to kids that are like in need, but like that's part of what they believe.
That's what they, yeah, that's
and that's
it.
Their conviction, and they feel like
they
that's what
feel
they
feel like they've otherwise, why would you go out every single weekend? That's
right,
like a lot,
right?
But that's the thing, like, it's not something to be taken lightly for the people that do that. Like, they legitimately feel as though it is their mission on this earth to stop that from happening.
Right. Yeah. And I get it. I totally get it. It just, I've literally, it's been on my heart and my mind since September, every Saturday when I go.
Yeah.
And I just want to be like, y'all, there are like a million adoption agencies here. There are so many kids that would love to have, because what they're doing in their mind, in their hearts, is love, is they want to protect the baby. They mm-hmm. want to, you know, help these women make the right decisions. And I'm like, I get that. But like, there are so many kids here that are looking for that, and they're being placed into abusive homes. But anyway, that's just what I think every weekend when I go. And so I just wish that we could have definite answers, that whoever is there would be like, let me
okay.
reveal myself.
There's obviously a reason why. Not.
We probably can't handle it.
I don't think we could.
We probably can't.
And I think this is part of the book, too. The bigger question is, do they want us to? Because that's the big thing. Like, why do you think the Tower of Babylon was destroyed? Humans were getting too close.
Mm.
We can't have that much knowledge. We can't have that much power. We are the worker bees.
And now
worker bees aren't the queen.
Now we're about to be on Mars. Scott.
Like, oh, shit. Getting too close, y'all.
What's all your social media?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
Holly.
Send me hate mail if you must. Radio
oh,
Holly
gosh.
On Instagram, TikTok,
no.
and Twitter.
No, I feel like this was a very respectful conversation.
I think so. There's and nothing bad said.
Right.
I as a personal matter of interest, I just want to be able to read about it.
And right. you have that right.
Mm-hmm. And listen, answer us this, because we're not always right, either in the YouTube comments, or if you want to send me an email that I can read on Friday when we do this, Miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. Like, how do you find this disrespectful, if you do?
Yeah.
Or has this opened your eyes at all? And maybe you didn't see anything and you were expecting us to come on here and, you know, talk about boobs and
Scott's dating life.
Yeah, Scott's dating life.
We can
life.
Do that, too.
Which I have some audio I want to play. We'll have to do it on Friday.
I'm so sorry. I forgot that you got all this audio, and I just ran in here with a crazy-ass book.
No. It's fine. We just got to run for a meeting with Boss Man Will. But let us know, and we can chat about it on Friday's podcast. But my information is Miguel Fuller on all the social media networks. And if you want to be a part of the Platypus Posse to get a Miguel and Holly sticker, shoot me an email as well, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. And please leave us a review, a 5-star review, if you would, and tell us why you love it in the comments on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We greatly appreciate it. And until Friday.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.